You're on your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and as of today, state borders are open to places like Victoria, New South Wales and the ACT, where, of course, they have a bit more COVID-19 than we have here in South Australia, and we are expecting that to translate to more cases being in our own backyard. I'm joined by Dr. John Williams from the AMA SA, Vice President with AMA SA. John, how's it going?
Yeah, very good, thank you.
So I guess now that we will be seeing likely more COVID-19 cases in the community for South Australia, how are doctors in the regions feeling about this prospect?
We're working really hard to get prepared, and we know there will be increased requirements as far as wearing protective equipment and how we manage people that come into the clinic, realising that, sometime in the near future, COVID will be amongst us. And so I guess it's a new phase for us, learning how to live with COVID and manage that in the community. So, yes, I think most, as with everyone in the medical profession, there's been lots of changes, lots of frequent changes, and, people were, quite fatigued because of that. There's been a lot of extra stress on our health system. And everyone's, had so many changes and so many new things to do. As a profession, we'll manage it, I'm sure. But it will be a tough few months, I think.
Mm. I know that we are coming to the school holidays and the Christmas break, which is, of course, a big period for travel, which is part of the reason why the state government wanted to open up borders around this time of year, knowing that places in the regions like Port Lincoln, where you're based, are quite hot tourism spaces. Is there a concern that it won't take long for COVID-19 to enter our communities in the regions?
It's really hard to know. I think it'll probably be fairly quick that it comes to our communities. I guess we're a little bit in an advantage because, we're coming into summer and it seems like other places in the world, winter's been a really difficult place to be. That's in our favour. The vaccination rates are creeping up. That's really great to see them going up. We really know the more vaccinated our community is, the better we're going to be. So that's exciting to see that go.
What, preparations have SA Health made, at least as far as you're aware, preparing our regional hospitals, our regional GP clinics for COVID-19?
There's plans shaping up. They have been a little bit late coming to us, but we certainly have plans now, so we're busy getting ready for that. So it's all about, how we're going to deal with people when they come in with cold symptoms, about testing. I guess a message to the community is really, if you have symptoms, testing and QR coding and wearing your mask, all of those things are even more important now. Because we'll need to know when COVID comes to our communities. We'll need to know who has it and how to protect ourselves from it. So it's really, this is what the last 18 months have been that we're preparing for. We've had the privilege of some space from it in South Australia, and this is really what we've been preparing for in that time with the vaccination and other things. So I hope that our preparation will pay off.
And over the last year, telehealth became a huge tool in dealing with COVID-19 while also giving people their medical consultations. Is telehealth going to be utilised even further coming into the new year?
Yep, absolutely. Yep. We're trying to reduce face-to-face consultations as much as we can. Especially in the first 3 months, and so telehealth and telephone consultations will be a huge part of that. So, it'll be a big thing.
As a doctor, how do you feel about telehealth? Does it make consultations a little bit easier and maybe get more done in a day? Or
no, not particularly. I mean, I think it's especially in country, it's a useful tool to have. Look, nothing beats a face-to-face consultation with the patient, and just all of those signals that we pick up on, you know, how well they're walking, you know, whether they're limping, you know, the colour of their skin, all of those clues that we pick up in a face-to-face consultation, you know, really aren't there on telehealth. So nothing beats face-to-face. It's great to have in our toolkit of things we can use, but we do know that we miss things if we rely completely on telehealth.
No worries. Well, John, all the best with, I guess, the coming weeks and the coming months dealing with possibly more COVID-19 in the community, and thanks for chatting.
Thank you.
That was Dr. John Williams with AMA SA on your Classic Hits Breakfast.